heart, and let me tell you a story about a wonderful chime of Christmas bells that hung in a great high tower of a church in a faraway country. The tower rose up and up and up into the sky, and the bells were away up at the top. They sounded like the wind blowing through the trees, and everyone said the angels rang them, for they were the most beautiful sounding bells in the whole world. Every Christmas Eve, the people would bring gifts to the church and lay them upon the altar as an offering to the Christ child. When these gifts were given in a sweet and loving spirit, without expecting any favor in return, the chimes of the Christmas bells would ring and ring, oh, so beautifully. But as the years passed, each person tried to bring some gift which would be greater than any that had been offered, so as to win for himself the favor of hearing the chimes. And they only gave the things which they did not want for themselves, which was very selfish and wrong. And so for many years, the chimes did not ring. In a little country village, a long ways from the city, lived a boy named Pedro and his little brother. They had heard of these chimes and the wonderful services in the church every Christmas Eve, so one Christmas they decided to go. "Nobody can guess, little brother," Pedro would say, "all the beautiful things there are to see and hear. And I have heard that the Christ child sometimes comes down to bless the people. If we could only see him." A few days before Christmas, Pedro and little brother started for the city. And before nightfall, Christmas Eve, they saw the lights of the big city just ahead of them. They were about to enter one of the gates in the city wall when they found a poor woman lying in the snow. Pedro saw that she was so cold, she would soon be sound asleep, and no one could ever waken her again. So he said, "Little brother, you will have to go on alone." "Alone?" cried little brother. "And you not see the Christmas festival?" "No," said Pedro. "See this poor woman. She may freeze to death if nobody cares for her. Everyone has gone to the church now, but when you come back, you can bring someone to help her."
"But I can't leave you and go on all alone," said little brother.
"Both of us need not miss the service," said Pedro, "and it is better for me to stay here than you. You can easily find your way to the church, and you must see and hear everything twice, once for you and once for me. And oh, if you get a chance to go to the altar without getting in anyone's way, take this little silver piece of mine and lay it down as my offering to the Christ child when no one is looking. Don't forget where you have left me." So little brother hurried on to the church, and Pedro, winking hard to keep back the tears, put his arms around the poor woman and held her close to him to keep her warm while he waited for little brother to return. The great church was a wonderful place that night. When the organ played and the thousands of people sang, the walls shook with a sound, and little Pedro, way outside the city wall, felt the earth tremble around him. At the close of the service, rich men and great men marched proudly up to the altar with their gifts for the Christ child. Some brought wonderful jewels, and others baskets of gold, so heavy that they could scarcely carry them down the aisle. And last of all walked the king of the country. He took from his head the royal crown and laid it upon the altar, hoping with all the rest to win for himself the favor of hearing the Christmas bells. But when the procession was over, not a sound was heard but the cold wind in the tower. So the choir began the closing hymn. Suddenly, the organist stopped playing, and all the people strained their ears to listen. Then came softly the sound of the chimes in the tower. All the people looked toward the altar to see what great gift had awakened the long, silent bells. But all they saw was little brother, who had crept softly down the aisle when no one was looking, and had laid Pedro's little piece of silver on the altar.